This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The centre has constituted a high-level committee to address the challenges of demographic change caused by infiltration and other reasons. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday said the committee will be chaired by former Supreme Court Judge Justice Prakash Prabhakar Navlekar, Census Commissioner along with former IAS Officer Durga Shankar Mishra, former IPS Officer Balaji Srivastav and economist Dr. Shamika Ravi have been appointed as members of the committee. The Joint Secretary, Foreigners 1 in the Home Ministry will serve as the Member Secretary in the committee. Mr. Shah said, infiltration and other reasons are causing unnatural demographic change, which poses a very significant challenge to the present and future of any nation. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is in the process of installing anti-drone systems within the next 6 months to curb the smuggling of narcotics and weapons through drones. Addressing BSF personnel at the Sanchu border outpost in Rajasthan's Bikaner district yesterday, the Home Minister said, while threats originating across border remains crucial, equal attention must be paid to internal elements aiding such threats within the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar co-chaired the 17th Foreign Ministers' Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong in New Delhi last evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they exchanged views on the Indo-Pacific, the situation in West Asia and other regional, global and multilateral issues. They also reviewed the steady progress of the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two nations. India and Romania held the second meeting of the Joint Committee on Defence Cooperation in New Delhi to further strengthen bilateral defence ties yesterday. The meeting reviewed ongoing defence cooperation and discussed ways to expand collaboration in key areas. The two sides finalised a bilateral defence cooperation plan covering cyber defence and military medical cooperation. Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has clarified that there has been no security breach in its actual on-screen marking system used for evaluation of answer books. The CBSE said the URL cbse.onmarks.co.in is the testing site only with sample data for internal testing and review purposes. Indian Air Force IAF has announced a scheme for induction into the technical branch officers' cadre under which eligible candidates may apply based on their graduate aptitude test in engineering GATE scores. Ministry of Defence said candidates possessing a valid GATE score will be eligible for direct shortlisting for testing at the Air Force Selection Board's AFSBs. Selection will be based on merit, effectively exempting these candidates from the preliminary written examination such as the Air Force Common Admission Test, AFCAT. National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to the Haryana Chief Secretary and the Superintendent of Police Rewari over an explosion at a chemical factory which injured 6 persons in an industrial area in the Rewari district on the 19th of this month. Taking due cognizance of media reports, the Commission has called for a detailed report on the matter within 2 weeks. It observed that the contents of the news reports, if true, raise a serious issue of violation of human rights. Royal Challengers Bengaluru stormed into the final of the IPL 2026, beating Gujarat Titans by 92 runs in qualifier one match at Dharamshala. Put into bat, Royal Challengers Bengaluru posted a massive 254 runs for 5 in 20 overs, riding on Rajat Patidar's unbeaten 93 of 33 balls. For Gujarat, Kagiso Rabada and Jason Holder took 2 wickets each. In reply, Gujarat Titans were all out for 162 with 3 balls to spare. For Bengaluru, Jacob Duffy scalped 3 wickets. Rajat Patidar was adjudged the player of the match. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Rajasthan Royals in the eliminator in New Chandigarh, Mohali at 7:30 p.m. Gujarat Titans will now play the winner of the eliminator in qualifier 2 match for a place in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.